Prevention, Chapter 1, Part 2.
Okay, so let me get this straight.
Rainbow Dash glanced between the two ponies occupying the opposite sides of the hospital room. She faced Twilight before continuing.
That stallion standing right there is that little colt Pipsqueak that Luna's been full-setting occasionally, except this Pipsqueak is from an alternate timeline that's ahead of us.
As is the stallion that assaulted her ladyship. The mage that cast the spell on me was killed while casting, and as such, I arrived several minutes later than the other.
The stallion replied, and Rainbow turned to face him.
That's another thing! What the buck happened to make that guy want to kill Twilight, and why do you keep calling her m'lady and her ladyship and all of that?
Well, I call her ladyship and her ladyship because her ladyship is her ladyship's proper title,
Pipsqueak stated. Rainbow blinked several times in confusion.
As for his assault on her ladyship, he is the leader of ponies who have remained loyal to the princesses in opposition to her ladyship's popular revolution.
Who is he in this timeline?
Twilight asked. Her voice had become better after several cups of water, and she sat up in the bed, trying to keep as much focus on the stallion as possible. She had been thinking on her question during the entirety of Rainbow's repetitive interrogation, and was sure enough of the answer to already be showing a heart rate anomaly. Pipsqueak exhaled, not a sigh that would require emotion, before responding.
Shining Armor, though he prefers to go by Broken Shield now.
Had Twilight still been hooked up to the heart rate monitor, it would have noted that her heart rate had tripled. Every pony and the dragon in the room talked at once.
Shining Armor tried to kill Twilight? What the hey? That makes no sense, even to me. Why would he do that? Oh my.
Did he go loco or something?
What in Tartarus could have Twilight done to make her brother want to kill her?
Once more, Pipsqueak exhaled.
Well, simply, she killed the princesses. Celestia in battle. In cadence and execution, I killed Luna at order of her ladyship.
Silence. Had Twilight still been hooked up to the heart rate monitor, it would have shown a flat line. Two small wumps sounded as Fluttershy and Rarity fainted. Broken Shield sat as well as he could in the dank dungeon under the royal palace, being chained to the ceiling by his forehooves and having an ever-increasing weight hooked onto his back legs had resulted in a situation where none of his four walking appendages could really hold him up. He'd be lucky if he could walk again within the week. It was truly the worst form of torture in the guard's pony's big book of interrogation and information extraction methods. Broken Shield had requested that they added bail hooks and branding irons to the routine.
Give me a challenge.
However, now he was on the floor, released from his bindings, awaiting the entrance of the princesses. The very ponies he had once sworn to protect, had seen murdered, had done this timeline-destroying jump to ensure the survival of, were coming down to interrogate him, personally.
Oh, fun.
A voice sounded from outside his little cell.
The princesses are really coming down to interrogate him? Personally?
Another voice, very similar to Broken's, but with less years of wear and tear. It was Shining Armor.
That's right. All they were waiting for was my sister's recovery. Now that she's okay, they're gonna make sure that this pony's gonna wish that he'd never been born. She's alive. No.
Hey!
He called to the younger, stupider version of himself.
Shiny, you white-livered, blue-brained, rose-sniffing gelding! I have some information I'm willing to share!
A laugh greeted him from the other side of the 2-inch steel. He raised his voice.
Come on, Polish Closet!
There was silence for several seconds. Then an ear-bleeding screech signaled the opening of the heavy door, with a blue-maned, white-coated stallion quickly slipping through the opening, and shutting the door behind him. He glared at his doppelganger, with barely contained hostility.
Where did you learn that name?
Broken Shield laughed.
Oh, and he's not deaf anymore.
He giggled insanely for several seconds, before resting his eye on the younger stallion.
Oh, well, Polish Closet, I know that as a cult, you heard about how Prance was known as the Land of Love. So, in the infinite wisdom that comes with being a cult, you decided to make your name more like the Prench and called yourself Shining Armor. It took you 2 weeks and several adults laughing their flanks off at you to realize that an armoire is a storage unit for clothing, not the French word for armor.
He grinned again at Shining's befuddled expression.
I also know that you're married to Princess Miyamori Cadenza, also known as Princess Cadence. She likes to be called Candy in private, especially when you're nibbling.
A swift buck to the face cut off Broken's description, in a mess of blood and pain. He coughed up globules of bloody mucus and glared at his enraged captor.
How do you know this?
Shining Armor reared up to send a forehoof into the pony's damaged snout, and Broken spoke quickly.
I know that your first kiss with Cadence was the last night that she full sat your sister. I know that you keep a picture of her hidden somewhere in every piece of armor that you own, and I know that you and her have been trying for a foal since your wedding night, and that she wants to name the baby something so complicated, Natalia, that you just end up referring to her as Dazzle after the great-grandmother of Cadence's that died a week after she was born. And I know that you mixed as much hate as you could into the love beam that devastated Chrysalis and sent the changelings out of Equestria in an effort to poison them. And I know that you followed this up with a vigorous secret investigation to make sure that there wasn't a single living changeling within a 500-kilometer radius of Equestria. I know this because I am you!
Broken roared that last line, muscles in his neck straining as he thrust his head towards a stunned interrogator. The young stallion stumbled over several words before finally settling on one.
But how? Oh, someone marked this occasion down the day Shining Armor got a bucking clue. What you should care about is not how the buck I got here, that's a modified time copy alteration spell, by the way, but that you should get your flanking gear and that little lavender Haradale into a 6-foot-deep hole in the ground, with her head separated from the rest of her. You wanna know why? Because she killed Cadence. Cadence is going to die.
Broken threw his head into the ground, sending a splitting bolt of pain through the top of his spine. He glared once more, shining, this time with tears streaking down his face.
And you will be forever graced with a memory of watching said Lavender Haradale kill her.
Shining Armor stared, eyes wide at the weeping figure of Broken Shield. The mad pony curled up in a small lump on the floor, shaking with a mix of sobs and maniacal laughter. Shining opened his mouth to say something. It was caught, and he tried again, and succeeded in releasing a small peep, before turning and walking to the armored door. Only when he was partially out of the room did he find the words that he sought.
If I believe you.
Broken Shield looked up at his double. The stallion's face was torn between stoicism and fear. Broken laughed, a hard and dry laugh.
If you believe me, with all that entails, then twilight falls and dawn never rises. You die disgraced as a kin killer. Cadence is safe, as is every pony that was killed during the revolution. Your life for theirs. One for many, yeah? The guard's final duty.
In answer, the steel door slammed shut, though this time it was a gentle slam. This must be extremely bizarre for Shining to see his own future self acting so crazy. One would hope to see a better version of their past self, but that one just looked disheveled. Anywho, let's get on to our insanely kind donators. Top donators: Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coltard, J Tin Man, Darkside, and Pony Man. Courier Crucii, Strix, Zar630, Narwhals, TacoCat598, Raiden, Dospo, Delta Omega, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Austin Rowland, Lightning Blitz, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Ron and Wandering, Endrai63, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Kedge, Sky Uchiha, Leslie Prickett, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Ragao, Mr. ECU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vizuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Clincart, A Crazy Person, and Ponyman365. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.